grounding is a very important aspect of the spiritual practice, even though spirituality deals a lot with transcending our current understanding of reality, creating bigger perspectives, more foundational perspectives. But actually, the way I'm resting in myself and the way I'm grounded in myself is a big part of the quality of our spiritual journey, and also the way how I'm able to live my life, my daily life, as I'm practicing deeper spiritual practices. So that's why we'll start today with grounding. And I will say a few words at the beginning, and then I'll guide you through kind of a guided meditation into your grounding. And it would be great if throughout this day, you can keep your grounding more in your awareness, and even come back for a minute to the practice that I suggest you to do, and to come back to that multiple times during the day and see how that helps you to develop a deeper sense of your interior grounding experience. And grounding means, like many things, grounding means a regulation, a regulated nervous system, so that I can be more active and I can be more relaxed, I can be a bit more stressed and a bit more calm and relaxed. Grounding is a very important part before we go into deeper meditations to quieten the mind. Many mystical traditions speak about collecting our energy in the Tantien, in the Hara, or we call it grounding in the lower part of our body. But if I'm very stressed, then my energy naturally goes up. And if I can ground myself, I get a better sense of my physical body. I get a better sense of sitting in myself, of centeredness. And I also get a better sense of the world around me. And we can start with this together a little bit. So when you just take a look as you listen to me right now, and you make a screenshot of the way you feel yourself and the way you feel your physical body. From I feel my body deeply to I barely have a sense of my physical body right now. There's an entire spectrum, and you say a screenshot, not how should it be? We just look, that's how it is. And what is the right thing. And then once you have that screenshot, you can bring your awareness deeper into your lower belly, your pelvis, your legs. You can use your breath. You can slow down your exhalations a little bit. So exhale a bit slower. With the exhalation to drop into your physical body. The sensations of your physical body. Feel how you're sitting or if you're standing. Feel how the weight touches your seat, your chair, the ground. And still slow down exhalations. And then gently, as you deepen your awareness of your body, bring it a little deeper into your legs and feet. And And again, there's a first impression of your feet, and then as you keep your attention and your focus with your feet, you'll see that your perception will get more refined, richer. And get a sense how your feet are breathing. Kind of into the ground. There's a relation between our feet and the floor and the ground. Even the soil underneath us. It's an alive, breathing process. It's not static. It's alive and breathing, pulsing. And if your mind offers you thoughts, let them pass by and see if you can keep your attention supported through your breath on your feet, on the ground, in the ground. It's almost like slowing down enough that a refined perception of our physical body, the connection of our body with the soil, the floor, the ground can show up in its richness. And if you notice some impatience, some stress, some restlessness, notice it lovingly. Don't suppress it. Just let it be there, embrace it. Still keep your attention on the relation between your feet and the ground. Still breathing gently and slow down exhalations. And if you want, you can bring your awareness back into the lower belly and see if you can let it rest there in a free-floating manner, like the my awareness and attention rests in my hara, my tantien, kind of an energy center and part of my nervous system in the belly. Maybe when I place my attention there, I feel after a few seconds a need to raise my energy up into the mind, into thinking, imagining, and then I gently bring it back into the lower belly. Let me try to stay there for a few moments together. You can use your breath and slow breathing resting in the lower belly, learning to collect your life energy in the lower belly. If there's stress or restlessness or all kinds of distractions, just notice them. Let them be there, but consciously be there. The main attention rests with the sensing and feeling of the lower belly. Maybe it's an expanded feeling, it's wide open, maybe the belly is a bit tight. Lots of sensations, few sensations only. Everything's exactly the right thing. As you're resting with your attention, and your belly center, check in with your mental activity. Is your mind very fast and racing? Medium, very quiet? What's the activity of your mind? As you focus your attention, and with the attention also your energy, and your belly center. What's the effect of a grounding exercise on your inner experience? If you have time, you can just sit now for some time and stay for some time in this with the same practice, and not then just take a couple of deeper breaths, feel your body all over well, and slowly open your eyes and take this grounding into your day. And if you have the possibility, even just for a minute throughout your day, to come back to the practice again and again and again.